WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Starting December 1st, the city of College Station will start collecting roadway impact fees on new development. An attempt to eliminate that fee failed last night on a 5-2 vote. Jerome Rectorick was among those asking how the council would replace $1 million a year in revenue from the impact fee.
If someone can tell me how we make up this money to build roads, I'm willing to listen and I'm ready to do whatever makes sense to do. But you've got to show me the plan first.
Julie Schultz answered Rectorick's question.
It's back to what we talked about, a couple meetings ago about needs versus wants. I think there are savings that we can see inside the city.
Joining Schultz in wanting to cancel the roadway fee was James Benham. After more than 8 years since voters approved spending $2 million to build a nature center at Lick Creek Park, the grand opening is tomorrow morning at 9.
We'll also have some guided nature walks where folks can walk through the park and identify some plants that we have, some birds and mammals.
Virginia Godwin with the City of College Station says normal operating hours of the multi-purpose building begin November 1st. South Knoll Elementary School is celebrating 50 years of educating elementary school students. Laura Richter is in her 9th year as principal.
We have generations of families who have experienced our school. We have grandparents now coming to school for Grandparents Day who came here with their children when their children were in elementary school. And
Richter says you can join in the celebration this Saturday morning from 9 to 11 at the school. A pedestrian escaped life-threatening injuries yesterday morning when they were struck twice by a car south of the College Station Police Department. According to a CSPD news release, that followed an unidentified prior incident between the person who was hit and the person driving the car. CSPD is investigating the incident on Valley View Drive near Texas as an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim was treated at the scene by firefighter EMTs. Bryan Police has identified the man who is still being sought in last week's double murder in the Castle Heights neighborhood. An arrest warrant has been issued for 29-year-old Frankie Lee Bell Jr. for 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 6 people have been indicted by a Brazos County grand jury on charges related to 1 or 2 armed robberies of convenience stores in Bryan during a 3-day span in early June. Bryan Police report the last of the accused was arrested in Prairie View on Wednesday. The names and mugshots of the 4 adults who were indicted are online at WTAW.com. And today is the last day for a coworker who started at WTAW 43 years ago.
You're familiar with the voice.
My guy?
The pool guy.
General sales manager Sam Jones started as a part-timer in 1974 when WTAW was playing country music. In November 1975, he became a full-time announcer. He added sales in 1981 and has been in his present role for 25 years.
It's like being family. And that's what I will always consider myself. Even after I leave, I'll always consider myself a part of the Bryan Broadcasting family.
We'll continue to hear Sam on commercials, and he'll return to announcing, filling in on the Infomaniacs when Scott's on vacation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And according to a text message that we just received, there is an accident at Highway 21 in Texas Avenue. The eastbound right lane is closed. So just be aware of that if you're out and about driving this morning. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. You can text us your news tips and traffic alert. It's to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Ronnie Mike, and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm weather holds up into tomorrow, and then we'll look for cooler temperatures to start to develop Sunday. That'll be due to a cold front working its way towards the region. Today, partly sunny overall with a high very close to 90. Overnight clear, low 70 to 75. Sunshine returns for the start of the weekend tomorrow, highs 85 to 90. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Maybe a shower Sunday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights are back. The Bryan Vikings 2-3 on the season following a big-time overtime victory against Navasota last week. Now, Coach Ross Rogers says that the team is starting to make these nail-biters kind of old hat, and that don't kill you can only make you stronger.
You know, it makes you tougher when you go through games like that, there's no doubt. And then, you know, we've lost a couple of close ones, and we didn't turn around the other night and won a close one. So, you know, those are all benefits going down in the future.
We'll break down that matchup as well as the other games going on tonight. And Fighting Texas Aggie football is in Gainesville tomorrow, taking on the Florida Gators in their ugly, god-awful jerseys. We'll talk about that game. Of course, you can find it right here on WTAW, as well as it looks like Ezekiel Elliott may in fact serve that six-game suspension. Court has ruled in New Orleans, and the Circuit Court of Appeals, it looks like they have paved the way for the NFL to lay down that six-game suspension over the Dallas Cowboys running back. All that more coming up in sports.
So there. Now, what game are you doing?
I am doing the Runner Rangers versus the Temple Wildcats tonight.
Woo!
At Merrill Green Stadium. We are home, thank goodness, because the first four out of the five games for Runner this season have all been on the road.
Ah, well, there you are.
And it's been a lot of traveling.
I understand. Well, so Amazon is going to hire 120,000 holiday employees.
Holiday.
Yep, to pick and pack and ship all those things that you're going to be buying in the cardboard with a little smiley face on it. 75 fulfillment centers in 33 states in U.S. America. Amazon says the seasonal employees could potentially be kept on after the holidays are over.
Hmm.
So
okay.
You keep on spending money with them, then they'll keep on having people.
Yep. Just one more way that they're going to take over the world. So
we have a, you're right. So we have a 50th anniversary coming up tomorrow.
We do.
College Hills Elementary
South
School.
Knoll. Yeah, South Knoll.
Knoll.
Yep.
South Knoll. Okay.
Yeah, so from 9 to 11, they're going to just, you know, you can come, you can walk the school, they'll have activities and just a little, you know, light refreshments, I'm sure. So, yeah.
But you know what they ought to do is they, if they had school pictures from, like, the first class.
Oh, and I'm sure, yeah, I don't know about the first class, but I'm sure they have some history stuff. And, you know, Henderson Elementary in Bryan, they celebrated their 50th year as well this year.
Yeah,
Their celebration was a few weeks ago. But, yeah, pretty crazy that these schools have been in the community for so long.
So, now, when did they stop taking class pictures?
Oh.
When was the last time you had
a class picture?
In school, public school,
I
if
would
you
think,
remember.
I would think eighth grade. I think we took them in middle school.
Okay.
I think. If not, then elementary school for sure. So, and I went to Bryan. So at the time we were K through five, and then, you know, 6 through 8 was middle school.
Yeah. See, I don't think that we did it in high school, but I believe the
no,
same,
we were.
Same
it was too, way too big. I mean, we had over 1,000 students in our freshman class.
Okay,
there was
okay.
no way we would have.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. So, how about you, Zach? Because you went to a big school.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't think that I think I agree with Chelsea. I think whenever you got to high school, I want to say even middle school, I don't remember doing that. It might have been just elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that in kindergarten, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, see, I think my graduating class had 215 students.
Okay.
So
really?
That was, but again, that's a long time ago at Consolidated. But well, I want to say before you got to high school, then we took a class.
I definitely remember if it was at least middle school, because I remember, like, you know, there was a certain day. You had to get to school early, and they had these bleachers that you had to, you know, and they did the whole big thing. But yeah, I don't think we did it in high school. So middle school must have been the last years.
Well, anyway, I hope they've got pictures on the wall so people can go.
Oh, yeah.
And go,
oh,
look
yeah.
at them. I remember that person.
That's funny.
Yeah. The Iowa State Patrol says they tried to pull over the unidentified 46-year-old driver, but he took off. So they chased him on I-80. For 10 to 15 minutes, and he eventually exited the freeway and was caught. His reason for evading the officers?
Mm-hmm.
Guy told the police that getting involved in a police chase was on his bucket list.
Really?
That's
awesome.
He was arrested. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if that was on his bucket list, but anyway, police spokesman says it's the first time they've heard that one. But,
yeah. I mean... Yeah, I guess so.
Fine.
I
mean,
sense.
At least he's being honest that that's that's what the purpose was. But, okay, fine. Coming up again this weekend, don't forget that tomorrow is National Chess Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also Chocolate-Covered Insect Day. Now, what's interesting is it's not eat Chocolate-Covered Insect Day.
Just to
it's,
cover them in chocolate?
I think just to at least let you know that it's out there and there's a level of awareness that you could do that if you wanted to. Not sure.
Bear Grylls doesn't need chocolate.
That's right. He can
just
crunch down on them. He does. All right, so it's the 13th, and so we're midway through October.
Which is hard to believe.
It's true. It's October is National Pizza Month.
Yes.
Okay? Now, pizza is a $32 billion industry, and everybody has kind of feelings about pizza. You know, you've got your favorite. We know pepperoni's number one, but being able to, how about that favorite pizza brand? Do you have a favorite pizza brand that you like? Can you go with a supermarket pizza?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. That, I think those are disappointing sometimes.
The frozen pizzas?
Yeah.
I love DiGiorno.
No,
oh,
we,
do you? Okay.
We have, we have a coworker here who loves him to some DiGiorno, and when they went back to the new sauce that they had, he wrote them a strongly worded letter.
Really?
And asked them to change it back. Because
I didn't know
said,
there was a sauce change.
Yeah, there was a big-time sauce change. And
you haven't been eating it enough.
No, I do not eat it a lot.
Yeah.
No, but I do enjoy it when I decide frozen pizza is what I want.
It's been a while since I've had it at DiGiorno.
So now, did co-worker explain this to you before they wrote the letter?
I think it was after. And he said they wrote him back and said that they planned on going back to the
wow.
old sauce. And apparently
really?
He was part of the change that America needed.
Nice.
Had no idea.
What would you, did he say in. What the difference in the sauce was?
He just said it wasn't as good.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so that's what he said.
Interesting.
Well, and also that the company would respond in such a way because clearly they were not in touch with their market.
DiGiorno cares,
they,
Scott.
Well, and that's really nice. And so the idea, of course, is extend your brand wherever possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get your name out there any way that you possibly can, even if it's beyond your pizza.
Made from the same material as our new delivery pouches, this is the Pizza Hut Pizza Parka.
Pizza Parka.
It has Heat Cover's advanced triple layer insulation, weatherproof outer crust with oven hot sealed seams, dual Parmesan and pepper holsters, and a pizza pocket, which isn't really meant for pizza.
There you go.
The Pizza Parka.
The Pizza Hut Pizza Parka.
And it says that it is delivered hot.
Really?
What?
So I mean, well, so it's a parka that basically is made out of the stuff that they put the box in, right?
Okay.
Like, it looks a lot like it.
Right. That's true.
And so it's even folded up that way where it looks like you're literally delivering a box of pizza.
Yeah, okay. Hmm. Well, does it have a price?
Hold on just one second.
That might be a determining factor.
I mean, it might be a good Christmas present.
Well,
you never know.
It might be. I mean, after all, I can't imagine the happiness on Christmas morning when you open up a piece
of
clothing.
Your pizza parker. I can't even say it.
Right, but the fact that you'd have any piece of clothing that would advertise a product on it.
Yeah.
Because somehow somebody's going to think you got it free and you're kind of foisting
it. It's a gimme. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time finding a price on this bad boy.
Well.
It must be priceless.
Okay.
It's got a PET aluminum radiant barrier that reflects heat. And a polyester fiber padding that traps heat inside like pink insulation.
Wow. We don't have need for that down here much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Being able to hold in the heat, we don't really need that a whole lot. So I hope in the part of the world where they need that, then it will. So the McDonald's Szechuan sauce story is still alive and making dreams come true. In a bizarre trade, one woman happened to acquire a 2004 Volkswagen GTI. One Szechuan fan, Rachel Mayer of Macomb, Michigan, looking to trade her sauce for a collection of pins, but was surprisingly offered something even better. She's now the proud owner of a 2004 Volkswagen GTI.
Okay.
Oh, wow. She got a car for the sauce.
Wow.
Can't you just wait? They're going to have some more soon.
They might. You never know.
All right. Mom in England was ready to board the bus when she says the bus driver told her she couldn't ride unless her toddler stood up. Driver told the mom there was no space for her stroller because the space reserved on the bus for baby strollers was taken up by a stroller that had a cat in it.
Oh,
come on.
Just saying. They're different over there.
Yeah.
British people love their cats.
Yep. The driver told the bus driver.
Not the kids, apparently.
Nope. Bus driver told the mom to fold up her stroller or wait for another bus. Some of the bus passengers tried to help the mom, but the bus driver refused to compromise.
Wow.
Not doing it.
Obviously not a fan of children.
Not going for that at all. So a crazed attacker broke into a New York City man's house, beat him up with a karaoke machine.
Mm. Whoa.
And bit his ear.
Ow.
Yeah. The victim attempted to defend himself with a vacuum cleaner hose.
Oh, my.
Was it just grab whatever you could find?
I think that's probably in both cases.
Yeah.
The attacker did not flee the scene after the incident, but instead crouched in the hallway until police arrived. Man, we share the planet with some unusual folks.
Yeah.
We do. Oh, by the way, but we may not be sharing the planet much longer.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
Well, we are. Was it yesterday that we had the asteroid that came by?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's not what we're talking about?
This is something else that's going to kill us. This is something else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're going to wait till the other side of the news.
Okay.
But what it will do is it will end up apparently covering Earth in volcanic ash.
Ooh,
yikes.
That's not good.
I said Earth. I'm talking
Earth,
all
the
of
whole
us.
Earth.
Yes,
Earth.
The entire Earth.
I hope our friends in Asia are listening.
Well, and again, if anybody can come up with some way to prevent it from happening, but it will start here in U.S. America and cover the entire Earth.
How does it
Earth.
Start here?
Everything starts with America.
That's right. We're America.
America.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 14th, learn about landscaping and plant selection to attract butterflies. Butterflies are an important pollinator and it begins with selecting the right plants to attract them. This class will discuss ways to increase your attraction this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, 725 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, and here's the weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. It's still foggy out there, in case you didn't know. So, kind of plan your travel time accordingly. Look for a high temperature today of 91. Same thing for tomorrow. Actually, a little bit cooler maybe on Sunday. Monday looks pleasant, though. We'll have a high temperature of 75, but it'll warm back up as we move on through the week. So a little bit of a break coming up later on. Right now, the wind's out of the south at 3. Lots of humidity because of the fog, and we have 74 degrees outside.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, get this headline from the Washington Post Wednesday. He threw a fit. Trump's anger over Iran deal forced aides to scramble for a compromise. Now, you're supposed to picture Trump as an out-of-control lunatic having tantrums in the White House over this Iran deal. His poor, beleaguered aides are so desperate to keep him calm, they scramble to bring him back to some degree of sanity. If you read the story, you'd find the truth. President Trump has been standing alone against the Washington ruling class, and in some cases against the advice of his own aides, to follow through on his promise to dismantle this stupid Iran deal. You know, people forget, Obama and John Kerry bypassed Congress to make this deal with Iran and other world powers, all of whom benefited financially. It's a treaty. That means it should have been ratified by Congress according to the Constitution. But games were played by both parties to subvert the Constitution. Senator Corker? Bottom line, the deal allows Iran to become a nuclear power. They got billions of dollars from us, delivered in cash during the dead of night while the Washington establishment looked the other way. Now that same establishment are putting up roadblocks in the president's way, preventing him from unwinding this travesty that should never have been made in the first place. So yeah, Donald Trump is livid, and he's got every right to be. It would be a problem if he accepted it as is.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, we should never take our freedom for granted or forget the brave men and women who protect our country. And that's why this Veterans Day, my friends at Mahindra are holding their fourth annual Military Salute giveaway. The winner will receive a Mahindra utility vehicle. That's right, a brand new camo Mahindra XTV 750S flex hauler. Now, the last winner, Sergeant Tom Simmerd, is loving his Mahindra XTV, and you could be next. To nominate someone who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military and get official rules, just visit rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute giveaway. Thanks to Mahindra, the makers of the toughest utility vehicles on Earth, and God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A divided College Station City Council decided not to stop the collection of roadway impact fees on new development starting December 1st. James Benham, who was one of two who voted to cancel the fee, did so for, among other reasons, to eliminate the $5,000 the fee adds to the price of a new home.
This is not the time to apply even more pressure and more inefficiency to a very price-sensitive market.
Carl Mooney listed all the new home construction projects on the books in and around the city.
The MMD number one met this past week, and the developer is getting ready to plat 700 homes in that area. We have 1,942 homes, which would be the maximum build out in Southern Point. You saw Mr. Goodwin here earlier. That's another 1,000 homes. And we also have Mission Ranch.
The roadway impact fee is projected to generate $12 million during the next 10 years. College Station residents approved the $2.1 million Lick Creek Park Nature Center in 2008. Tomorrow morning, they can experience it for the first time.
The Nature Center is going to be a great hub to bring classrooms out, to bring families out, so we can really get some hands-on science exploration. So we'll have an indoor classroom, we'll have an outdoor classroom, and we'll also have an amphitheater that can serve as a classroom.
Virginia Godwin with the City of College Station says tomorrow's grand opening from 9 until noon includes guided tours and demonstration stations. The normal operating hours for the Nature Center start November 1st. The community is invited to tomorrow's 50th anniversary celebration at South Knoll Elementary School. Principal Laura Richter says generations of families have come and gone through South Knoll, and although the spirit has stayed the same, there have been some changes over the last five decades.
Our use of technology in education and the amount of technology we have available in classrooms, going from smart boards to iPads to having kids bring their own devices to school, just the amount of the information that's available at kids' and teachers' fingertips.
Tomorrow morning celebration is from 9 until 11. 2 weeks after two brothers were shot and killed and a friend was wounded in Bryan's Castle Heights neighborhood, police have announced an arrest warrant has been issued. Yet to be found is 29-year-old Frankie Lee Bell Jr. A Bryan Police News release says that the warrant charges Bell with two counts of murder and two counts of aggravated assault. Bell, who has ties to Bryan, Caldwell, and Houston, is considered to be armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact their local law enforcement agency or Crime Stoppers. College Station Police is investigating a pedestrian who was struck twice by a car yesterday morning as an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to a CSPD news release, that's because of an unidentified prior incident between the person driving the car and the person who was hit. This took place south of the police department on Valley View Drive near Texas. The victim was treated at the scene for non-life-threatening injuries by firefighter EMTs. No names were released. Bryan Police announced finishing making six arrests in the armed robberies of two convenience stores in early June. Four adults and two 16-year-olds were previously indicted by a grand jury. The group is accused of holdups at the Easy Shop at Harvey Mitchell and La Brisa and or the Easy Mart at Villa Maria and Finfeather. No one was injured in either holdup. The names of the other adults and of all the adults and their mugshots are online at WTAW.com. More federal money could be on its way to hurricane victims. The U.S. House voted 353 to 69 to add another $36.5 billion to replenish government disaster aid funds. The legislation provides $16 billion for the federal flood insurance program to pay claims related to Harvey, something mentioned by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan during his weekly visit on our show.
Remember the last time we started talking about flood insurance, we said let's reform the program. So that we don't have it building the program build up additional debt. That didn't happen, and now they're proposing to wipe the books on the debt.
The legislation, which is expected to be taken up by the Senate next week, gives FEMA $19 billion, Puerto Rico almost $5 billion, and $577 million to help pay for firefighting efforts in the western United States. Thanks to a mom, WTAW has grown in part to someone who started here 43 years ago and celebrates his last day today.
While General Sales Manager Sam Jones was pursuing his broadcasting degree at the University of Texas, a friend of his mother told her in the summer of 1974 about a part-time job at WTAW when the station was playing country music.
I told my mom, I said, yeah, but I need to take 6 hours. I was planning on doing that this summer. She said, well, you can come over here and take the 6 hours at A&M. I said, yeah. And I can even name the courses, the Indians of North America and From Roosevelt to Roosevelt. They're both great courses and great, great professors.
In November 1975, Sam became a full-time announcer on the morning show. While he moved into full-time sales in 1992, Sam's voice continues to be heard.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
And we'll continue to hear Sam on commercials, and on occasion he'll return to the WTAW morning show, filling in on the Infomaniacs when Scott's on vacation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
On October 29th, the Bush Library and Museum and Bryan Broadcasting Radio Stations presents the annual Night at the Museum Halloween event sponsored by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. This free event is open to the public from 3 to 6 p.m. There will be trick-or-treating in the museum, along with games, activities, a costume contest, and refreshments on the plaza. The costume contest starts at 3 p.m. in the Rotunda and will end at 5 p.m. For more information, visit bush41.org. Special thanks to Atkinson Toyota, The Farm Patch, Catalina Hatters, and J.J. Snowcones.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with 2-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm weather holds up into tomorrow, and then we'll look for cooler temperatures to start to develop Sunday. That'll be due to a cold front working its way towards the region. Today, partly sunny overall with a high very close to 90. Overnight clear, low 70 to 75. Sunshine returns for the start of the weekend tomorrow, highs 85 to 90, becoming partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Maybe a shower Sunday morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Friday Night Lights is back. The Rutter Rangers still looking for their first victory of the year. Things don't get any easier tonight as Coach Greg Morgan's squad welcomes Temple to town.
Besides having a lot of great athletes, it's just they're so fundamentally sound. They don't make mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They line up correctly. They execute correctly. They do everything that you're supposed to do not to hurt yourself.
We'll preview that matchup as well as some other games going on in the Brazos Valley. Of course, Texas A&M football is in Gainesville getting geared up to take on the Florida Gators tomorrow night. We'll tell you when and where you can listen to that. As well as NFL and Major League Baseball, the Astros kick off their series against the New York Yankees today. All that more coming up in sports.
7:39, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, and Brian and Evasoto. So, Sam's going to be sitting in here, huh?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yep.
Is there like a minimum age of 60?
I don't know, he told me he was super jazzed about it.
He came in and told me that he was super jazzed about it. So he is jazzed.
The first time that he comes in, be sure and ask him to discuss in more depth, breadth, and detail the Indians of North America.
Okay. Yeah.
Since that was one of the college courses that he took.
Oh.
I'm sure that...
Something tells me they no longer name it that.
Probably not. Probably not. I didn't think about that.
It was a different time.
Yeah, that's right. It was a different time back then. So a listener called in to say that he had gone, we were talking about class pictures earlier,
yes.
And when do you stop doing that because the size of the class ends up making it difficult. Well, he went to Conroe High, school in Conroe, and they got apparently a panoramic camera.
Yes.
So that you could take this picture of like 1,000 kiddos or whatever. And he said one of the guys in there was on the far left side. The camera started. He ran back behind the stands and
got on the right side. That's nice.
So that he could be in the picture.
Time. Awesome. Oh, we got several text messages about it. And one person texted in and said that he was class of 1992 at Bryan High.
Okay.
And they had about 650 in their class. And they took a class picture right out there on 29th Street or right in front of the high school. And so they had some, it said only took bleachers a mile long to fit all of us.
Right.
So I also have news about the pizza parka and why Zach might not have been able to find the price tag on that bad boy.
Kay.
Someone texted in and said, how to acquire a pizza parka. You can't buy the parka anywhere, but if you order online or through Pizza Hut's mobile app through October, you will be entered to win one. Or you can tweet the pizza and flame emojis to Pizza Hut's Twitter account to enter without buying food.
Do you understand? It doesn't matter what we talk about. It does not matter what we talk about. There are people out there who know, and they happen to be listening. Wow.
That's why our listeners are
the best.
That's it. Absolutely. So there.
Yep.
And speaking of, the family that owns the house that was used in Breaking Bad have installed a 6-foot fence to keep fans from throwing pizza onto the roof.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, because, again, it's October, and why wouldn't you, right?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay, today, we also like to, every once in a while, give you just a little thing to live by, rules to live by, okay? Don't kiss a fish.
Oh.
There was a guy in Bascombe, England, who caught a fish. He was so excited, 28-year-old, so excited
so
that
jazzed.
He caught it, that he kissed the fish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it jumped down his throat.
Oh! Must not have been a very big fish.
No, not a big catch.
It's a 6-inch Dover fish.
Okay, that's large enough.
Wedged into his mouth, blocking the airway.
Oh, wow.
When the paramedics arrive to pull the fish out, the barbs and gills, of course, are going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay.
After 6 tries, they were able to remove the creature. Guy is apparently going to recover. And he'll be fine.
Please tell me there's a picture of this, right?
I don't have a picture
of it. I don't want to see one.
What does a Dover fish
look
like?
It's an ugly looking fish.
Okay, well, there you go.
I think it's got 2 eyes on one side of its head.
Oh, one of those.
That's what it looks like.
I would want to kiss that, too. Oh, yeah, it's like a real flat, like, pancake-shaped type thing.
So, just saying that...
I don't think there's any pictures of it actually in his throat.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
How does nobody get a picture of that?
Well, maybe they were trying to save his life.
It doesn't even look like a fish. It looks like a flat rock.
Okay.
Yeah,
or something.
It's not a very
attractive really
fish.
Ugly. Yeah. Ew.
Just saying.
I could see how it would be hard to pull out, though, because it's like flat. And so if it gets wedged in there.
Hey, if this fish can get a kiss, there's hope for me after all.
There you are. Well, Wisconsin police received a call reporting a burglary in which no valuables were taken. The burglar apparently entered the unlocked apartment, walked away with pizza.
Yeah, that's valuable.
Lots of pizza stories today.
You're right. 6 eggs, a can of beef ravioli, and a can of peaches, plus a chicken and broccoli hot pocket.
So grocery shopping.
Yeah, pretty much. And again, but he said of no value.
I had a hot pocket for dinner. Anybody else have a hot pocket? Never really see that on a menu. There's no waiter coming up to you. Well, let's see. Today's specials, we have a sea bass, which is flambéed, and we have a hot pocket. which is cooked in a dirty microwave. That comes with a side of Metamucil. I buy Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, yeah, I'll get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that pocket. I love that.
I used to eat Hot Pockets all the time.
Did you? What
yeah, we had them
flavor?
In the household all the time. Oh, probably the pepperoni pizza.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I did like the ham cheese and broccoli one that they had, or the chicken cheese and broccoli
yeah, that's
one.
What they were, yeah.
The
yeah.
meatball. The meatball.
Meatball
is
really
meatball
good.
Meatball mozzarella.
The hardest part about a Hot Pocket is the middle stays frozen and the outsides get really, really hot. And then you try to bite into it and it scorches your mouth.
That's
and,
why you use the crisping sleeve.
Oh, I do. I always use the sleeve, Zach. But it's still sometimes
wait what is that,
the crisping sleeve?
Well, they give you a cardboard sleeve that you slide it into when it's actually cooking. I guess it kind of like
okay, but
insulates
it, does it,
it
work
something.
Yeah,
I mean,
works
yeah
for me
sometimes.
Apparently not for
Chelsea. Well, maybe no, it's just usually cooler in the middle and it's way too hot on the outside.
What is the annual what is the average wait time?
And you just want minutes.
Yeah,
minutes.
Like two minutes 45 seconds.
Okay, but
to
then,
wait or to cook?
No,
oh,
well,
to cook.
Okay, cooking time.
Oh, you're talking about after
right.
It's
okay,
yeah.
245 and then yeah, how long do you have to wait before it will blister your tongue?
Oh,
a long time. Usually I cut it in half so you know you get some airflow in there.
What I do, yeah, I nibble the ends.
But
and so that way I can open it up and then I kind of squeeze it together so it kind of puffs up.
Yeah.
And so it's got air that's circulating.
What's sad, Scott, is I know exactly. I can imagine exactly what he's talking about because I do the same thing.
Show about nothing.
You do. You have to nibble the corners and you get some air going in. And then
it's how you eat a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I get that. Do we know who makes Hot Pocket? Do we know what company makes Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket, right? Aren't
they their own company? Well, no, of course not. They're owned by Unilever or Procter & Gamble because everything is.
Let's see. Hotpockets.com.
Yeah.
Ooh, they got one with pepperoni that's flying around.
Ooey
gooey cheese.
Does it say at the bottom of the website possibly?
Nestle.
Okay, there you go. Who knew?
Who knew? Now we all do. Now, they have lean pockets.
This website it's a wall of awesome, and it's just like pictures and gifts.
A wall of awesome.
Yeah, I've never gone to hotpockets.com, but this is interesting.
My favorite thing about Hot Pockets and really any microwavable food is when it gives you instructions for the oven. And I get it. I guess some people don't have a microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know who would have an oven instead of a microwave and not flip-flop that.
Uh-huh.
But I think to myself, who gets their Hot Pocket out and says, ooh, I'm going to wait 45 minutes to bake this in the oven?
Yeah, sure.
Either that or it gives you the wattage of your microwave. It's like if you had this certain wattage.
Dude, I'm nuking it.
I'm like, dude, I'm just going to stick it in there. I'll check it. If it's hot, it's good. If it's not, then I'll put it in.
If it's bubbling at the corners, it's ready.
You're looking for the plate inside the microwave that says what the wattage is, right?
If it explodes, then it's probably too long.
Mom, what's the wattage?
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Sex is good. In fact, sex was created to be one of the most pleasurable physical experiences a husband and wife can enjoy together. But that physical intimacy brings the same level of intensity to a couple's emotional bond too. Traditional wedding ceremonies describe it this way: and the two shall become one flesh. That phrase paints a vivid description of the wonderful intimacy husbands and wives were meant to share together. Husbands and wives both benefit immeasurably when their sex life is good. Sex fills such a critical role in the health and well-being of a marriage that disagreements about sex can be especially complicated for couples to resolve. It doesn't take much for a minor disagreement about your sex life to feel like an attack against the relationship itself. After money, sex-related disagreements are one of the most common reasons why couples get divorced. And that's why one of the best things you can do for your marriage is to guard your sex life. Guarding your sex life means saying no to things like pornography and extramarital affairs. But it also means strengthening the good. Find new ways to keep the romance in your marriage alive and learn how to discuss sex in respectful ways that move your relationship forward and help you to find common ground. When you guard your sex life, you're guarding one of the most important areas of your marriage. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is John Greenhut. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Well, it's a battle of the South side tonight as A&M Consolidated plays host to College Station. Tigers head coach Lee Fedora admits there's a lot of fanfare surrounding the game, but says that's not what his players are focused on.
It's going to be the hype because our crowd, it's going to be a packed stadium. You know, it's a big game of the week and all that type stuff, but I think our kids have approached it well this week, saying it ain't about our opponents, about how we play. If we can put all three phases together, we're going to be a good football team.
Now over on the other side, Cougars head man Steve Huff says his players are more than aware of the hype surrounding tonight's game.
We don't talk about it a lot during the week with the kids. I don't think we have to. I think there's enough talk going on outside of the practices and team meetings and stuff like that. So, again, I think these kids have grown up together. They know each other. So, you know, I know they're always ready to get after each other.
Kickoff between the Cougars and Tigers is at 7:30 with College Station coverage on the Zone 102.7 FM and Gonzalo broadcast right here on WTAW. The Bryan Vikings are 2-3 on the year following last week's overtime win over Navasota. Coach Ross Rogers says nail biters are starting to become old hat for his team.
You know, it makes you tougher when you go through games like that. There's no doubt. And then, you know, we've lost a couple of close ones and we didn't turn around the other night and won a close one. So, you know, those are all benefits going down in the future.
The Vikes return to play district play tonight as they visit winless Waco University at 7:30 on Sports Radio 1150. The Rudder Rangers are still in search of their first win of the year after falling to Waco last week. Things don't get any easier tonight as Coach Greg Morgan's squad welcomes Temple to town.
Besides having a lot of great athletes, it's just they're so fundamentally sound. They don't make mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They line up correctly. They execute correctly. They do everything that you're supposed to do not to hurt yourself.
Things underway at 7:30 with broadcasts on Willie 1550. Out in Navasota, the Rattlers kick off district play as they hit the road for Huff and Hargrave. Here's Coach Patrick Goodman on the Falcons.
A group of kids that we played in the past, not just last year in district, and they always play as hard. They play as tough. They run a version of the air raid offense, so they're going to get on there, line up fast. They're going to throw the ball.
Kickoff is slated for 7 o'clock on Willie 97.7. Elsewhere, St. Joe's visits Faith Academy at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Brazos Christian heads to Texas School for the Deaf at 7 o'clock, and Buffalo travels to Marlin at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. In the college game, the Fighting Texas Aggies head to Gainesville tomorrow to face SEC foe Florida. Coach Kevin Sumlin says the Aggs will have their hands full with the Gators, who do some of their best work in the red zone.
They're going to present some problems on both sides. So points inside that area obviously have been tough for other people to get, everybody that they've played. So we need to be aware of that and offensively and defensively.
Kickoff between the 4-2 Aggies and 3-2 Gators is at 6 p.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 5 right here on WTAW. Out on the soccer pitch, the 20th-ranked Aggs welcome Ole Miss to town this evening. Things go underway at 7:05 at Ellis Field. The Cubs bullpen tossed five innings of solid relief as Chicago topped Washington 9-8 last night to advance to the National League Championship Series. Addison Russell drove in four runs for the Cubbies, who head to L.A. to take on the Dodgers. Meanwhile, in the American League, the Houston Astros and New York Yankees kick off their best-of-seven series tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is at 7:08. Pekka Rinne made 27 saves, and the Nashville Predators topped the Dallas Stars 4-1 last night. Jamie Benn scored the lone goal for Dallas, which falls to 1-3 on the season. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles are 5-1 on the year, following last night's 28-23 victory over Carolina. The Philly defense intercepted Panthers quarterback Cam Newton three times as the Eagles pick up their fourth straight win. And sticking with the NFL, a federal appeals court has lifted a Texas federal judge's injunction that blocked a six-game suspension for Dallas Cowboys star Ezekiel Elliott, clearing the way for the NFL punishment over domestic violence allegations and likely leading to the running back's legal team seeking further relief. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans voted 2-1 to back the NFL's emergency request to set aside the injunction. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
News Talk 1620 WTAW and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce invite you to a candidates forum Monday night at 6 at the Bush Library. Watch and offer questions of those involved in the contested races for the Bryan and College Station City Councils and School Boards. The broadcast of Monday night's forums presented by Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. Prosperity Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. That's the BCS candidates forum Monday night starting at 6 at the Bush Library on News Talk 1620 WTAW and online at Radio Aggieland.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I got two calls. I don't know if we got any texts about the Hot Pocket.
Oh, yeah. We did not get any texts.
Hot Pocket calls. Listeners very thrilled to know everything about Hot Pocket.
Oh, good.
So
oh,
that was good. Caller.
Jessica, this is Skip Moore.
Yeah?
I've got three tickets available for the soccer match tonight that we cannot make.
Okay. Well, bring them up here,
on
I
the
guess.
45-yard
okay.
line.
Okay. All right.
What do I do? Can I drop them off?
Yeah, bring them up here. We'll try to give them away. We have a sports station that can do that.
We do, don't we?
All right, here we go. It is the end of the world as we know it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is a big one.
You've got 60 seconds to tell us how we're all going to die.
What the heck? I mean, at least you found out about it first here. The volcano is so big that, in fact, the eruption will basically choke the atmosphere of the entire Earth.
Oh, wow.
Researchers at Arizona State University say this big old enormous volcano, which is sitting beneath Yellowstone National Park, could erupt sooner than previously expected. Now, the last one occurred about 630,000 years ago.
No, okay.
Yeah, but
so it's due.
See, it is.
So you're saying there's a chance.
The clock is ticking. So what's going to happen is the ash will get up into the atmosphere, will cool the planet, and basically devastate life as we know it. They said, what would happen if it happened today? Well, you know, first of all, you'd lose Facebook.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to tweet.
Yeah.
Internet would go down, and then you wouldn't be able to see the sun.
That's like those closet preppers. Have you ever seen that show, Preppers?
Well, no, we'll talk about it on the next hour.
Okay.
But, well, that's if it doesn't erupt between the news now and at 8 o'clock.
Good point.
WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 8 o'clock right now.